We're going to draw back the curtain on something very, very special. You know, our tireless and most excellent Studio A engineer, Ramon Garcia, is always looking for new pieces of gear to include in Studio A. And not so long ago, upon the recommendation of yours truly, he went to see the dramatic film Deadpool 2. And afterwards I said, you know that device that they talk about at the end of Deadpool 2? It sort of allows limited time travel? And he said, yeah, I think I can order that. But we can only use it once. So I said, well, you know, I think we've heard so much talk about Nazis and Quislings and Weimar Germany. I think maybe we should go there and try to get a taste of what was really up back in those times to which we are now irrevocably to be compared. Let me repeat, those times to which we as Americans are now irrevocably to be compared. I might have to say that one more time before this show is out. In any event, he decided to deploy the machine and get us back to about 1934, I think, maybe 32, somewhere in Central Europe, somewhere in Germany, to take a listen to the international cabaret culture of Three on a Match. We set up our gear. They didn't know we were there. They were playing with their photographs of Marlene Dietrich and Betty Davis, Kurt Weill, Bertolt Brecht. There were other people in the audience. It was hard to miss some of them, because I know I saw Brecht in there, and I know as well I saw some other folks sort of lurking around. Hard to tell who they were, but they were surely there. Friedrich Hollander was there. Robert Liebman was there. Joseph von Sternberg was there. But the band themselves were in full effect, but highly mysterious. We're going to go right there, right now. And here, the trio. Tatina is your vocalist, and her darling Herman Estera is on the piano. And then pre-Dr. Debonair is on the bass. Let's step back, not a few days, but about 80 years into the reconfigured Studio A right now. And here's some cabaret culture from Three on a Match.
So, darling, are we going to make some music here, sing some songs, perhaps?
I don't know. Are we able?
I hope so. Let us try.
Okay.
We must always try.
We should do the first song first.
I love it. Den Tamerlan. now in a language you can perhaps understand, yeah? Tamerlan was leaders of the peoples, where every man and woman and pig would show respect. Tamerlan ruled over greenest meadows, but where our youth had ridden once, grass no longer grows. And all the women swooned before his thunderous step. And when the cities fell, the sexy girls all wept. They supported him because they trusted him 100%. What a wonderful time that was in all the world, yeah. Mir ist heute so Nacht, Tamerlan, ja, Tamerlan, so Mut. Ein kleines Wisschen, Tamerlan, oh ja, Tamerlan, wär gut. Es wäre ja, geniert mich das, gelacht. Ich glaube, es passiert noch was, heute Nacht. Mir ist heut so nacht, Tamerlan, oh nacht, Tamerlan, so Mut. Ein kleines bisschen, Tamerlan, oh ja, Tamerlan, wär gut. Und sehe ich ins Publikum, da liegt heut so ein Fluidum. Ach Mensch, gehässe weg, es hat ja bloß weg mit den Tamerlan. One, two, three, four, hop.
You know, I don't know if it's worth saying, but considering the fact that this is supposed to be Independence Day, what could be better than fake fireworks and fake displays, but the real fireworks in war? Isn't that just unbelievably, uncomprehensibly beautiful?
Oh, you are so deep. I have never heard you speak like this before. Never.
Well, I'm reflecting on independence and what it takes to get or whatever.
To get to independence.
That's what they say. That
I
is
understand.
What I've heard.
Yeah, yeah. Now I need a cigarette, absolutely.
Eine Zigarette or mehr als eine Zigarette?
I don't know, but you hear all these pages? You hear all these pages flipping?
Okay, I understand.
Do you hear that? Mm-hmm. You know what that means?
You're mad at me again?
Yeah, that's exactly what it means.
Are you where you want to be, darling?
Finally. Darling, I want to tell you something. Yesterday they were still glowing, so full of pleasure. Today they are cold and dead, nothing but ashes. Yesterday I thought that happiness would always be mine. Ugh, but today it has fallen away. Your happiness lasts as long as the cigarette in your hand. And when you breathe the sweet fragrance of a long cigarette. Gestern gluckten sie noch rocht, Lust und Lebensfreude. Heute sind sie kalt und tot, Asche, alle beide. Gestern dachte ich, dass das Glück ewig leuchten werde. Heute fällt ein kleiner Rest achtlos auf die Erde. Du hältst in der Hand deine Seligkeit, eine Zigarette lang. Du da Süßenseit eine Zigarette lang. Das Glück, das du meinst, ist nur fluchtiger Rauch. Und kommst mal zu dir, fliegst vorbei wie ein Hauch. Du hältst in der Hand deine Seligkeit eine Zigarette lang. Du hältst in der Hand deine Seligkeit. Fliegst vorbei wie ein Hauch. Du hältst in der Hand deine Seligkeit eine Zigarette.
Darling, the next song is an old song from a very old composer. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Was that the one from your ex-husband's, your fourth husband's, third wife's ex-husband before that?
But darling, I told you to never mention that.
Then I strike that from the record.
In public, no.
Darling, that sounded like you meant it. I said that once already, though, didn't I?
You can say it again and again.
Then I would bore myself.
Say something else. No, I must say it. Darling, don't be a bore. Please, try something else this time.
You heard that in the club the other night.
I did hear that.
The club Petit Bourgeoisie.
I love the club Petit Bourgeoisie. When was the last time you were there?
I try not to go.
Ah, snob. Ah, what is next? Do you know what is next?
No, you are surprising me.
I am surprising you. It is the abortion song.
That abortion is always a surprise, no?
You know, that's right. You are so true. Where is it? You found it?
I found mine.
All right, for a rousing rendition of Abortion is Illegal.
Well, doctor, it's my period. Why, you should just be glad. The population figures are getting a little boost. But, doctor, we have no place to live. But you've a bed, I'm sure. So chin up, little lady. Don't overwork for a spell. You're going to be a lovely little mother. You're going to make a hunk of cannon fodder. It's what your belly's for, and that's no news to you. And what else can you do? And now do not squall. You're having the baby, that's all.
Well, doctor, an unemployed man now. He mustn't have a child. But woman, that's just an added incentive for the man. But doctor, please, Mrs. Renner, I can't quite follow you now. Our country, you know, needs people to man the big machine. You're going to be a lovely little mother. You're going to make a hunk of cannon fodder. It's what your belly's for, and that's no news to you. And what else can you do? And now do not squall. You're having the baby, that's all.
But, doctor, where am I to keep it?
Mrs. Renner, don't talk rot. First you want to have the pleasure, and then do not want to do your duty.
When we make something illegal, we know what we are doing. So relax and take it easy, and just leave this whole thing to those who know better, okay? You're going to be a lovely little mother. You're going to make a hunk of cannon fodder. It's what your belly's for, and that's no news to you. And what else can you do? And now do not squall. You're having the baby, that's all.
You like that song?
Yes, I mean, normally I don't so much like an abortion, but you know that one?
But every now and then, yeah?
I'm also not so sure that's something I want to say over airwaves. Oh, by the way, we should ask that announcer if he was around before the radio was invented. What did he do before radio?
I don't know. We have to ask him. Only he can answer that question. Yeah.
Now, my ancestors lived in the Alps, and they used to beat on rocks, and you could hear it from one peak to another.
Not in the Alps. They did not beat on rocks. Didn't they have that big horn that they used to blow?
Oh, this was pre-horn.
Oh, pre-horn.
Pre-horn.
Ah.
Pre-horn rock.
So, what is our next song? Do you know? Can somebody tell me? Ah. Now. Not many people like this song anymore, but we hope it comes back.
And we hope we can let you know that you're listening to the trio, Three on a Match, recorded live in another time zone and another era.
One, two, three, four. Hop. One, two, three, four. Hop. One, two, three, four. 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 To war, to war, to war. We don't know what we are fighting for. To war, to war, to war. But that's all right when soldiers go to war. Adore. It's not exactly that we fancy more. To come home feet first, laid out 6 by 4, all minus parts the surgeon can't restore, or that we've been offered gold. No, it's only that we are told. To war, to war, to war. To war, to war, to war. To war, to war, to war. We don't know what we are fighting for. To war, to war, to war. But that's all right when soldiers go to war. Oh, if we leave our homes and go to fight, it's not because we are certain that we are right. Or even that it fills us with delight that we'll be slaughtered heroes by tonight, or that we mind growing old. No, it's only that we are told. To war, to war, to war. We don't want what we are fighting for. But that's all right when soldiers go to war. To war, to war, to war.
So, darling, our next song is uplifting and heartfelt.
For you?
Of course, for me.
We are only your slaves, you know.
Yeah, I love it.
Are you ready, darling?
I am.
But that reminds me, do you remember that time when you introduced yourself and we were wearing the Velders masks and you said, "Ach, darling, welcome to our show. We are three on a match. I am Tina and these are my Velders."
My Velders, yeah, you are my Velders. Let's weld this song, shall we?
Ich bin die Fashionola, der Liebling der Saison. Ich habe ein Pianola zu Hause in mein Salon. Ich bin die Fashionola, mich lieb ein jeder Mann. Doch an mein Pianola, da lass ich keinen ran. Ich bin die Fashionola, der Liebling der Saison. Ich habe ein Pianola zu Hause in mein Salon. Will mich wie wer begleiten, da unten auf den Saal. Dem hau ich in die Seiten und trennt ihm aufs Pedal. Lola, Lola, jeder weiß, wer ich bin. Sieht man nur, macht mir hin, schon verwitzigt der Sinn. Männer, Männer, keinen kusch ich hier. Und allein am Klavier, sing sie alle mit mir. They call me Naughty Lola, the wisest girl on earth. At home my pianola, it works for all it's worth. My boys love all my music, I can't keep them away. So my little pianola keeps working night and day. I am the sexy Lola, the darling there's his own. I have a pianola at home in my salon. And if somebody wishes to meet me down the hall, I'll grab him by the trumpet and step on his pedal. Ow! Lola, Lola, everybody knows me. Ask the first man you see. He knows how to find me. Old men, young men, all fall into my net. They all want me to pet. There's a reason, you bet. Ich bin die fesche Lola, der Liebling der Saison. Ich habe ein Pianola zu Hause in mein Salon. Ich bin die fesche Lola, mich lieb ein jeder Mann. Doch dann mein Pianola, da lass dich keinen ran.
You've been listening to Three on a Match, brought to you through Time Travel and Magic, recorded by Ramon Garcia in 1933. We left with a tune of Frederick Hollander. Special thanks to Three on a Match, who are Tatina on vocals, Herman Esterda on piano and vocals, and Pre-Doctor Debonair on the bass. You can find them in this time zone on their website. It's numeral3onamatch.com. That will just about do it for us.